Run FM and 95.1 across the Swartland, the West Coast and Boland worldwide. You can download our app. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do that on poronfm.co. Other way around. At poronfmza, my own Instagram or Twitter handle or X these days. You can follow me at Marius Kaparius. So today we're going to be introducing Robin Ould. To those of you who don't know Robin, I just played you a song of his, which was Baby You've Been Good, one of his 80s pop songs, pop rock. And then Robin Ould is going to join us on the 21st of September at the House of Blakes in Azefontein. And we'd love you to celebrate our birthday with him and with us, which is on the 9th. It is our 9th birthday from 1 o'clock onwards. So you might have known him from those two songs I've just told you. Those were his bigger hits, but he's also got other songs released. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How's it on the West Coast?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a beautiful day today. One of those days that it's one for the books, eh?
Yeah. It feels like spring.
It does, eh? It does, doesn't it? Robin, yeah. Thank you for joining us, and also thank you for allowing us to invite you to our birthday on the 9th, our 9th birthday on the 21st of September, Robin. So what have you been
up to? Yes, I'm looking.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I've been playing a lot. I've been touring up and down the coast. Usually I go up in the winter to do the Eastern Cape. But I didn't do it this year. I've sort of done it every year for the last 9 years, so I gave it a break. Yeah. So I've been recording a couple of songs. A little project of recording some South African covers, songs by other SA artists that I've been wanting to do for a long time. So I've been doing that the last couple of weeks.
What are some of your favorite covers that you've been doing? I would like to listen to those.
Well, they're ones that I haven't done the big hits of artists. Like, for example, Johnny Clegg. I mean, I love Johnny, but I'm doing a sort of a lesser known one of his called I Call Your Name. He does it as an up-tempo, chirpy kind of a song. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it as a kind of a ballad. So I'm just sort of trying to look at maybe, not the most obvious ones, but ones that are maybe less known and giving them a different spin.
Yes, I understand.
Are
they recorded on, can we get it somewhere, maybe Spotify?
It will be up on Spotify, but I'm sort of taking a little bit of time over the project. It's going to be another 2 months before it's up on Spotify, I think. But we'll hit it, yes, but we'll be out.
So, Robin, I'm speaking to Robin Ould. Robin, you will remember Robin Ould from the 80s. Robin, you had two really big hits, of one which I played, Baby, You've Been Good. I'm going to also play one of your later songs right now. You changed your format, did you? Your style?
Well, I suppose the whole music scene changed a bit. We all have those 80s hits that had that kind of 80s sound.
Yes.
And then, that kind of, for all the bands in SA that were playing around at that time, it's the whole scene kind of, imploded in a way by the late 80s. A lot of the bands, went overseas or broke up or whatever. And so, we still get a lot of response to those songs, and I still play those songs. I play them in a kind of an acoustic or a modern rock kind of a way, so stuff like Baby You've Been Good and All of Women. So I still play them. So I wouldn't call it quite so much as a change of style. I mean, those are the singers that people know, but I always was doing, blues or jazz and or other styles of music. In fact, Maurice, we're about to release for the first time, mm-hmm. The albums Ocean Motion and Zed Astaire and Live at the Three Arts, which haven't been digitally converted since those days. We just had the singles out. But we're now about to release Ocean Motion, which has got, sort of shows the band's wider tastes. So I'm looking forward to getting that out and letting people hear it.
That's fantastic. I see that you do the slide guitar. Obviously, it's a blues kind of a feel. A harmonica, you play those instruments, eh? And the blues guitar styling. How do you do that? With your own guitar, you play the slide guitar?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've always have done blues, but those are sort of things that have grown over the years. Mm-hmm. So slide and harmonica, it's just something that's kind of just grown naturally from doing more blues stuff. Yes. And it's also from traveling a lot, because blues is kind of an international language. If you're playing a strange room, and sometimes I'll be playing in the UK or wherever, and you're faced with a new room that doesn't know your music. But if you do the blues stuff, then it's kind of, then it's like a nice way of saying hello, and people get it, and then you can reel them into your other stuff.
So, Robin, some of those 80s songs that you had, were they international hits or were they just popular in South Africa, like Baby You've Been Good and your All of
No,
Them?
No, very much just South African. I mean, at that time, it was the cultural boycott in full swing, you know?
Yes, yes.
Which, in a weird kind of a way, was beneficial for the local scene because we had, you know, at that time, there were you know, anywhere 10, 15 SA bands who were getting played on the radio and touring the country a lot.
Yeah.
And it was a kind of an unofficial quota, if you like.
Mm.
So that's actually quite good for the scene in a converse kind of a way. But it did mean that a lot of acts that could have got ahead in the 80s, I mean, I'm just, you know, apart from myself, there were lots of other bands that could have done really well, but were kind of prevented by the boycott.
Yeah, I actually saw, we saw a Void with OMD a couple of months back. And
yes.
My first experience, I haven't heard a Void, well, I've heard them in the 80s, but I never saw them live. I went into the,
yes.
In the 90s, late 90s, I went to visit somebody in England, and then they were playing music in the subway. Can you believe that?
Yes.
They were
they're good mates of mine, actually.
Yeah.
Void, you know, I used to, when I was in the UK, I stayed with them. I opened for them the prior show that they did in South Africa when they came out. They played the Colour Box
yeah.
in Cape Town, and I opened for them. And, you know, they had a stunning show. I thought they had a great show.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Speaking to Robin Old, Robin, we are really looking forward to having you on the 21st of September. It is our 9th birthday. It's the first time ever that we are having, according to me, an international star that's going to perform for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were international to me, so it doesn't really matter. You've been
I have worked a lot overseas, so you know, I've played in you know, New York and London and Scotland and Glasgow. So I have played all over the world. So yeah, those songs have been played everywhere for sure.
Yeah. So what I always tell my son, my son is a bodybuilder, and in their kind of environment, they speak about the juice, and that means that you're enhancing your own body potential with steroids and stuff. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter what you use; you'd still have to put in the work, you know. So you might as well just stay away from the steroids. So in your case, it is the same. It doesn't matter how good or bad your music is; you still have to make the music. You have to work to get there, right?
You need your 10,000 hours exactly.
Yeah, and you just. Don't know anything, do we? Robin, you are going to perform for us now, which is Robin Old's Country Mile. It's a song that's been doing good on various radio stations, right?
Yes, yeah, it was number one on a Joburg station a little while back,
yeah.
And it's quite popular. It's quite a countryish kind of a tune, you know, as per the title.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of easy going song, yes.
So when you were in the 80s, I'm going to play out with that, but I'd like to ask you, when you were in the 80s, who were your favorite South African act at the time? So I remember I Like, which is John Ireland. You can remember those tunes,
yes.
As well. Right? So which were your favorite ones then?
Well, I used to we used to tour with bands like Hotline and Tribe After Tribe.
Yeah, I remember.
And Falling Mirror, we used to tour with quite a lot, and I like them.
Johnny
I still like, and I, and I still
oh.
listen, and I still listen to.
Yeah.
You know, I still listen to. You know, he's actually just died recently, Larry Amos from Backstop.
Okay.
And that was a powerful, you know, rock pop album. Well, not even pop, just like a rock blues album, which I still listen to quite regularly. So you know, my favorite bands from there would probably have been Backstop, but there were a bunch of sort of pop bands that were out at that time. And we played with I think we did a tour. I remember one tour we did with Tribe After Tribe and Hotline up through Durban.
Yeah,
that was pretty wild. So, you know, there was a bunch of stuff. But I think Backstop was probably my favorite band.
Oh, fantastic! Okay, Robin, we are looking forward to seeing you on the 21st. I will just upload this particular interview for our listeners, and they can follow you. Where will they be able to listen to your music?
Well, my stuff's up on all the usual suspects. It's on Spotify and Apple and all that kind of thing. And then for details and stuff, my website's usually updated, if I can manage to do it.
Yeah.
That's robinauld.com. And for the socials, it's Robin Auld Music. So Instagram is Robin Auld Music, one word. And my Facebook music page is Robin Auld Music.
Ah, fantastic. So, Robin, you spell your surname A-U-L-D. You can find him on all the social platforms. Robin, I'm going to greet you. Say goodbye. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the sun. And I'm playing out with Country Mile. Do you want to tell us something about the song, or is it just something that was in your mind?
Well, it's been one. It's actually a guitar riff that I've been playing for probably 15 years, you know. And I haven't actually put it to a song. And it's about kind of... you know, how people that you know that are closest to you are often the ones that escape you the most.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the theme of the song.
Okay. Fantastic. Have a happy day. Right.
Okay, and you. Thanks, Marius.
See you again. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
This is Country Mile, Robin Old. Thank you for tuning in. Remember the 21st of September. Cheers.
Sunbeam shining, but it's more than a country mile.